Welcome back to Be Your Own Life Coach. This is module number 3, SMART Goals. Objectives. This topic will help you to find out about SMART goals, S-M-A-R-T. Brainstorm your passions and interests. Set your own SMART goals. Time available for this module is 3 hours. Activity. This is a research activity. What does SMART stand for? What you need to do. Use the internet to find out what the acronym SMART stands for when you're talking about goals. Create a graphic to display your findings. Post your graphic to this Flickr group. The address for the Flickr group is on the website. Case study. James's story number 3. James is sitting in his goal-setting class. They've been asked to write down some of their goals, and everyone else is writing furiously. James is just sitting there. He's completely stuck, and he has no idea what to write. The teacher comes over to him and smiles. "Dream big," he says. "What do you mean?" asks James. "Well, you've got nothing to lose," says the teacher. "What would you do if you knew you could not fail? What would you do if you had magical powers and would succeed at anything you tried? We can work on making your goals realistic and achievable later, but sometimes the best place to start is to dream big." Suddenly, James can think of lots of things to write. He's always wanted to learn to scuba dive. And if he could do anything he wanted, he'd love to spend his life diving the great shipwrecks of the world. He'd live in an awesome home by the ocean and catch his own fish for dinner every night and play in a band with his mates. Activity. Dream big. What you need to do. Set a timer for 15 minutes. You can download a free timer off the internet. The address is on the webpage. Write a list of all the things you would do if you knew you could not fail. Write as many things as you can. The point of this list is to draw out the things that you are passionate about. The list does not need to be sensible or realistic. It can be as crazy as you like. We will work on making your goals realistic and achievable later. If you're stuck, take a look at John Goddard's life list, or 43 Things for Inspiration. These sites are both available on the webpage. A case study, Stella's story. Stella's auntie phoned her the next day. "So, did you complete your 24-hour goal? Did you go for a run?" "I did, and it felt really good about it," said Stella. "I'm nowhere near as fit as I used to be. But I don't think it'll take me long to get my fitness back, as long as I keep at it. I feel a lot more positive about it now that I've made a start. So what should I do now? Set another 24-hour goal?" "Sure," said Auntie. "If that works for you, use it. But you should also start to think about setting some longer-term goals to work towards. The main thing with any goal that you set is that it should be a SMART goal. You want to really think about this and take some time to get it right. Setting a goal that is unrealistic or not specific enough is going to hinder rather than help you. Let's start with one goal for now. What is the main area of your life that you want to work on?" "My fitness, I guess," said Stella. "I'd like to join a sports team at school. That would help my fitness, and I guess it would get me to meet some people as well." "Okay," said her auntie, "you need to write it down. But make sure that you write your goal using the SMART formula. If you make sure your goal meets the SMART criteria, you'll give yourself a good chance of succeeding." Here's an activity called Real Life Goals. What you need to do. Step number 1. Take a look at this list of 3 famous people and their real-life goals. The first is Victoria Beckham. Right from the beginning, I said I wanted to be more famous than Purcell Automatic. Second is Bruce Lee. By 1980, I will be the best-known Oriental movie star in the United States and will have secured $10 million. Miley Cyrus. My goal in my music and my acting career is to always make people happy. 2. For each goal, write down whether you think it is an SMART goal. Make sure you explain your reasons why you think or it is or it isn't a SMART goal. Number 3. Choose one of the people on the list. Write a paragraph on this question. Do you think they achieved their goal? Why or why not? Another activity. Write down your own SMART goal. This is what you need to do. Number 1. Work in groups of 3 or 4 for this task. First, everybody should write down a SMART goal that they would like to achieve. Next, everyone should share their goal with a group. Take 5 minutes to brainstorm on each of the goals. Does it meet the SMART criteria? Can the wording of the goal be improved? Does anyone have any suggestions for achieving the goal? Has anyone achieved this goal? Or do they know somebody who has? Self-assessment. Think about what works best for you and write a brief response to each of the following questions. Do you think writing down your goals in a SMART way will help you achieve them? Why or why not? Does writing a life list inspire you? Do you think you will add to this list in the future? Why or why not? That concludes the third module in Be Your Own Life Coach, which was SMART Goals. The next module, number 4, is Plan for Action.